Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. I have to say, yet again, I feel we had a really compelling show. Wonderful guests, Wayne Levine for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the Women's Room. We talked about truth. We talked about when we need to be totally straight up and honest, when maybe a little more delicacy is in order. We talked about couples not often sharing the truth with each other of things going on in their lives and why they may or may not do that. It's a complicated subject, without a doubt. It's not as simple as, you know, be an honest person all the time. Sometimes white lies, in my opinion, are good. And I know that expression can be overused, the expression white lie. But most of the time, the truth, I think, wins. And as Pastor Drew suggested, if you go on a lying stretch, you can then just be building and digging yourself a very deep hole. Next week, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about because my column is going to be all about attending the Outside Lands Music Festival, and I'm not sure that's really a worthy discussion for the radio show. So I'm going to see what else there is that we can talk about next week. I do want to encourage you to see the video that I put together of Tom Morello inviting the entire crowd up on stage with him. This was this past Sunday, in San Francisco, and he sang this song called Worldwide Rebel Songs. And he pointed at me and said, "You are the official videographer." And I've had some dialogue with his PR team, hoping to get a little more attention for the blog and the vlog, I should say. It was an amazing event. I was the oldest person there by three generations, with the exception of two performers that I noticed, Neil Young and Stevie Wonder, both of whom I think are older than me. Actually, Stevie Wonder and I are probably close in age, but Neil Young is definitely older. And he was considerably bizarre. The show was really weird. And I write about it in the column that will be out next week. I just can't begin to tell you. And I was trapped in the middle of, 10 to 15,000 people near the front of the stage, standing for 3 hours, an hour waiting for him to go on, and then the 2 hours of the show. And after about 20 minutes, I really wanted out of there. And that's when I felt really old. I hope you'll like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and visit my website, brucesalen.com, where you can stay in the loop by signing up for my newsletter. No spam, just a weekly update. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad's Empty Nest, and it is inspired by the trip I will be taking in a week, taking my firstborn to college. I will be driving a Ford Flex, which was generously loaned to me by Ford. And I will be talking about the trip, vlogging, Instagramming, and doing everything that we can do on social media. And I like to do everything we can do. I also consult for those of you that might want private consulting on learning how to do some of what is available. And it's an amazing world out there in social media. So tonight, for those of you that are listening, Dad Chat will be talking about the truth. Next week, we will have Ford as our sponsor with some great giveaways at Dad Chat. Ford Flex giveaways, because that is the specific product that we are representing on my drive. if you want to get a hold of me, you just write to bruce@brucesalen.com. The new vlogs are Repair the World One Person at a Time and Sing Along with Tom Morello, as I've already mentioned. Do need to thank my support team, which is, of course, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, and who is my engineer and producer, and second, my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, our station manager, who I have not yet seen today. And it makes me feel incomplete because I always get to see Les and share wisdom with him. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.